Hope y'all are. Hey, this episode might be slight. It's a little slightly longer because I did a lot of talking. The show I did this on was right around when Pat Robinson from the 700 Club had said, I don't know how to pronounce the dude's name. I don't know. The dude, the cop in Minnesota, needed to be put under the jail. And I haven't seen my man in years. So watching the video clip, I didn't know it was him. And knowing it was him, I was like, yo, he really did age. Maybe he saw heaven. And he realized this wrong is wrong, basically. I kind of joked on that a little bit. I talked a little crap on that. And then I got into the point of when the second segment came, the banjo. This episode's about the banjo, but I'm letting y'all know because that was something political-ish, soapbox-ish, I threw that in there. And we also talked about WIC for a hot minute that the Black Panthers came up with, women, infants, children. And the whole point was because the banjo is an African instrument. Go figure. You know what I'm saying? Because as I say on the show, when you hear banjo, when you see a banjo, it's rare that it's in a Black person's hands. So that was for all the hate that some people would give to us. They still use the instrument. And that was the kind of hope, and that bled into the Black Panthers thing of how evil they were and how bad they were and how they weren't any good. But that was a great idea. WIC was a great idea. We're going to take that, though, and never really acknowledge where it came from. That was kind of, you know, it's what I do on my show, man. I just talk when I get a chance. When I do stop and talk, I just talk that talk. And I drop a lot of gems for Black history. And that's what we did with the banjo. This is the episode, the banjo episode, another mini episode. We coming with some real joints real soon. I know, whatever. Here we go, man. Do the research on all that too, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Banjo, WIC, Black history, American history. It's here. It's just sometimes you gotta look it up, man, because everybody ain't just talking about it. Enjoy. This is what we do. Word up. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, trying to get this mic right, but you know how we do, man. If y'all can hear me, y'all can hear me. Word up. Live at the Oasis. Word. Ooh. You know how we do, man. Last 2 weeks have been kind of somber, man. It's been somber. So it felt good to do this right here. Hold on. Let me get this mic right. Oh, yeah. There we go. This has been good. It felt good to do this right here, man. Celebrating one of my favorite MCs, Red Man's birthday. Word up. And then they going to do the verses with Red and Meth. That's going to be more like, yo. That's gonna be more like Ray and Ghost. It's just gonna be like a dope. You know what I mean? Hey. But anyway, word. This is what we do. Like, yeah. Word. This, that. Woo. Woo. Yeah, you know how we do, man. This is Saturday. Set it off Saturday. Salute to the last B-boy. He had this like slow joint with a chick singing like right before he ended. That joint was heat. I'm like, yo, this is kind of high. You know what I mean? Shout out to Big Lou. He had a joint, I swear, like, I don't know, man, like, because I was like, yo, did they say Kunta and Kizzy or something? Like, I don't know, man. Yo, joint was dope though. I was like, yo, shout out to DJ Will. My man did the Dice DMX joint too. So, yo, you know how we do, man. I ain't get a chance to hear M. Hoffa do his thing. Salute to my man. I see the grind, though. This is what we do. This is how we get down, man. I feel weird about to say this right here. salute to Pat Robinson, 700 Club dude. He was like, my man in Minnesota on trial needs to be put under the jail. He looked frail too, man. My man looked super frail. I saw him. I was like, I ain't even know. I thought it was a Muppet of him. He looked so like unreal. I was like, yo, what are they keeping him up on? Like he looked, like it looked like they was, he could barely hold a gun in the taser. He was like, I don't know how you gonna get these confused. Hey, he and his wife had more strength and handed it to him, and his arms just dropped. It was like, yo, but he's like, yo, this, he got, yo, all this stuff gotta stop. You know what I'm saying? How you getting guns confused with tasers? You know, and he's pro police, and a lot of people like he's, you know what I'm saying, he's saying it from a PR standpoint, or yo, y'all can't be out here, this a bad look. But at the same time, it still is what it's saying. Stop it. My man must be, somebody must have gave him that diagnosis. Like, yo, like, all the 700 Club stuff is cool or whatever. You got your paper, your family straight. You about to go. You about to go up there, son. You about to, you can't be out here like this. You can't be out here tripping like this. You know what I'm saying? Or, cause he old like that, he probably had that travel. Y'all seen Soul? He was on the escalator for a minute. He was up there, and then he got there, and God's voice sound like James Earl Jones, and he was like, "You have not done enough." Oh snap! And Jesus came around the corner, and he was like, "Yo, you know what I'm saying?" And Jesus looked black. Jesus was a brother. Like, yo, Jesus looked like Anthony Mason. With dreads, messed his head up. He's like, well, who's it? I'm Jesus. Oh, and then he just, yo, he trying to put his things in order. You know what I mean? Word. This is what we do, man. I used to watch 700 Club too. Ain't he gonna front, man. I used to think that was like the illest scam going. You know what I'm saying? Cause he would be like, break around like the last 5 minutes or whatever. Cause it used to be when you turn to something, like trying to get something to see the next joint. And he'd be up there for the last 5 minutes with his eyes closed. And there's somebody who's unemployed. I pray for you. There's somebody with a migraine. There's somebody who stubbed their toe. Somebody's going through car trouble. I'm like, you just throwing stuff out there. You just throwing it at the wall. And then you see the testimonials. I ain't had nothing to do one day, and I was watching 700 Club, and I had a headache. And he was like, and there's somebody with a migraine, and I pray for you. And I was like, oh my God, my headache's gone. It couldn't have been the ibuprofen or something that I took like a little earlier, but yeah, it was them. So I gave some money to the cause. And they always find cleft lip kids and kids with the duck feet, just weird. I'm like, yo, where y'all finding these people? And then I think a lot of times they just got the same footage and they just chop it up as time goes on. But anyway, 700 Club, it's just dope. Evangelicals are even like in their own way, not trying to say it, but in their own way, saying Black Lives Matter. And then, it's like the racist father when they come home, like when their kid that went was outside the race, outside the gene pool, and had a child, they'd be like, I hate you, I hate them. And then they see the baby, and they're like, that's part of us, though. And then they still don't like the other person. They be like, ah, get your hands off. You can't come in my house. Bring the baby, though. Drop the baby at the porch. Back away. That kind of stuff. It takes baby steps sometimes. You know what I mean? Word up. Anyway, man, this is how we do. Get at me on Twitter. Black Seas, BLACK _ CEEZ. This joint just. Make you want to spit some. Anyway, Facebook, live at the Oasis Vic Show. Get at me on the gram. Y'all know who I am. Black Seas of Sun. BLACKCEEZARSONN. Woo! Yeah. John Rambo, Renegade, Rebel Rap Music. Yeah. That's how we do it. Yeah. Still feeling it right here. Jump, Rambo, Renegade, Rebel rap music. My realness off the Richter scale, I rap ruthless. Eric Wright on pause, mic like a spike. Leader of a crew of dudes trying to do that right thing. They say more money, more problems. I say some things are more better with more cheddar. I'm a go-getter, I get it in for the ends. And if you owe me and you don't got me, that's where the discussion ends. Tell your story walking before my partners make you part with your bread. Leave you with the permanent part in your head. Blade particles on the pavement. Woo! I'm stopping. Anyway, y'all know to Google me like Shaq saying. We gonna get back into this music, man. Let's do what we do. It ain't gonna be no more Red Man joint. I might do the Superman lover first joint, and then we just get into some other stuff. It's gonna be hip hop. Yo, a lot of boom bap. Yeah, like this. It's like that. Let's go. Yes, 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 hey, we hit y'all off with some joints. Salute to all, yo, real MCs, real spitters, you know what we do, man, you know how we do. That's what we do, yo, you got, hey, boom bap hip hop, bars up, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it was a joint, I don't mess with BET like that, so I'm always, you know what I'm saying? I'm always shocked when I see something from BET that I could ride with. And they had a, I don't know if it even still is out, but they had a joint called Rate the Bars. Where, you know what I'm saying, dudes, dope MCs would read bars and judge it, you know. The craziest one I've seen so far, Raekwon. Hey, he was, Vince Staples was the first joint. He was like, yo, that's dope. Second joint was Ghost. He was like, yo, I recognize this. This is official. His joints, he gave them officials. Method, Meth, RZA, ODB, they ain't do so good. It was like twos and threes. I think somebody even got a zero. Oh no, I might not. Don't quote me. But I'm just saying, yo, that's dope. But that's what we, you know what I'm saying? Cause that's that hood stuff right there. Like when you be like, yo, so and so ain't that dope. He ain't dope as, and you be comparing bars. Hip hop, you know what I'm saying? This is what we do right here. This is that right here. This is that whole vibe right here. You know what I'm saying? This is how we get down. Word. Yeah, I know what time it is, and I know I only got like less than 30 minutes. So you know what we gotta do? Take it from the top. Take it from the top. This moment in Black history. I think I talked about this Thursday, Wednesday, I don't know, I talked about it sometime this week. The banjo, hey, just saying that is crazy, the banjo. Anyway, it's a joint that was created in the Caribbean and North, in like the colonial North America joint. Slaves did it. Slaves came up with this dope instrumental that is, dates back to the West Africa. Of the 1700s, you know what I'm saying? It's spoken about, it's put in pictures, it's spoken of in high regards, even in the 17th century, you know what I'm saying? And then like, when it came to America, don't know how, it ended up changing hands or whatever, but yeah, it was definitely an African thing. Drums, there's a lot of joints. Instruments that we do, but the banjo is one of the ones that you gotta kind of you laugh at, because you know what I'm saying, when you think about folk singers and them hillbilly dudes and they, that's a banjo, you know what I'm saying? So to be so like, yo, I hate y'all, but we gonna ride with this instrument, it's just, I find stuff like that just funny, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Here's another bonus to the game. I've said this many times, salute to the Black Panthers who gave us wick. There was no wick before them. You know what I'm saying? Women, infants, children, wick. Boom. Fed, you know what I'm saying? Government took that and ran with it and ain't even say nothing. Ain't say none. Just a bonus. You know what I'm saying? That's a bonus move right there. Bonus round. Added piece to the joint. a little something extra on the plate right there. You know what I'm saying? That's that hookup. When you be at somebody's crib, or you be at the store, and they be like, yo, you come here all the time, you know what I'm saying? You be getting that food, and they just give you that look. They look back, and they throw a little something extra on top, give you a couple extra cookies or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Put a little more gravy on your joint, make your burrito fatter. You be like, yo, they can't eat. Then that one person try to roll your burrito and be looking at you like, yo, am I supposed to, yo, you want this in a bowl? Nah, I want my burrito. You're gonna need two wraps. That's the time to, yo, have to sit y'all with that. This is what we do, man. This is how we get down. Word up. Live at the Oasis. Legal Crime Radio. Hot Vibe Radio. Y'all already know just what we do when we get down. Say what? Damn. Word up. We gonna get into some other stuff, man. Let's go.
This is a Soul of Art presentation.